Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, lovely people of the internet. Welcome back to the Supernatural Recap Show. Here on Variety Radio Online, we are back, and we are getting ready to talk about the mid-season finale of Supernatural, titled, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And I had a lot of emotions watching this episode, and I'm sure you guys did too, for a lot of different reasons, so let's just jump in. It's been a little while since we've talked to you guys. It's the holidays. There's nothing else to say. It just happens. But my name is Brancy, as usual. And I am here, as usual, with Christina. Christina, how are you doing on this fine day?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Brian?
I am excellent. Got back from the Brunswick Zone, some laser tag and bowling. So I'm hyped. I fixed my microphone, and I'm ready. Ready to get this all talking about Supernatural. So there's one big thing I have to say before we continue. Mark Pellegrino was back this episode. Lucifer was back, and I'm really emotional, so let's take a brief moment to applaud Mark Pellegrino's return. That's me clapping for Mark Pellegrino. I'm really excited about this. We've talked about it. We've theorized. I personally don't look into spoilers or behind-the-scenes information. I had no idea he was coming back until I saw that preview. Did you have any idea?
Not until I saw the preview.
Yeah, neither did I. And I was very excited because we have talked about it for years and years and years about what it would be like to have Lucifer back. And finally, we got our wish, and I'm sorry, but if you don't like Lucifer as a character, I would kindly ask you to click the X button on this podcast and leave, because I love Lucifer, and that's, you know, there's only one option. You've got to love Lucifer if you're going to listen to me talk about Supernatural. That's just it. But so we are going to separate this podcast out into two halves, because we've got two separate storylines going on, one with Sam and one with Dean. So since we're talking about Lucifer, let's go ahead and go with Sam. So Sam's idea is that God is sending him messages and that he needs to go down to talk to Lucifer in the cage because, you know, that's just God's plan, I guess? I don't know. But Dean is pretty wary about this, like he should be, and watching the episode, he was correct. But
yep, he was.
Yeah, he was very correct. But alas, Sam goes and does this anyways. They approach Crowley, seeing if they can approach the cage in a safe manner. And when I am watching this, I'm just thinking, okay, but y'all couldn't have done this like 5 years ago. Poor Adam got stuck down there. Like, did that never enter your mind for even a second? Apparently not.
Where even was he? Isn't he supposed to be in the same cage?
Exactly! And speaking of which, I like to surf the web and see what people are thinking. Entertainment Weekly brings up a great point, and this is from their article on the episode. My biggest question, are we only seeing Lucifer because of the spell, or has Adam / Michael somehow escaped the cage? What is your thought?
You know, I don't even know what to feel.
You know, I don't either. I really don't. How I feel about the situation, but what I'm hoping is that they expand this out somehow, because when I'm last season with the ultra meta 200th episode where they reference Adam in that one sentence or whatever, like, oh, that's Adam, their half brother or whatever, I was like, I had mixed feelings, because I was like, oh my god, they finally acknowledged that Adam existed. But at the same time, I was like, oh my god, now this means they're done with Adam and they're never going to bring it up again because they finally satiated fandom. But what I would like to happen is I would like somehow there to be some kind of expansion of the Adam and Michael story, because we've got Lucifer now.
Yeah, and there needs to be some sort of explanation as to why he wasn't there.
Yeah, that, like, they can't just explain that away. And they say that the cage got damaged when the darkness was released. So could that have mean that since Michael was more was closer to God, do you think that maybe he could have escaped because of him being more of the light, even though Lucifer, you know, he was cool too. I think he had to have escaped. That's my bet. And I'm going to be really disappointed if they don't talk about that at all.
I'm going to be disappointed too.
Yeah. So hopefully the second half of the season, because we see Mark Pellegrino in the preview for the next half of the season, which, by the way, that preview was a mess.
That really was a mess. What even was that?
With Corrally jammies and Santa Lucifer. I was like, oh my God. First of all, why are they having a holiday episode in January? Like, why didn't they have, like, a special? You know what I mean? It's weird to me.
Exactly. I'm just still disturbed by Crowley in those pajamas.
Crowley jammies, oh my God. I saw people on Twitter, like, tweeting the costume department, asking where they could buy the Crowley jammies, and I was like, oh my God, y'all are really taking this to a new level, honestly.
That is too much.
I know. They were like, sorry, it was especially made for the show. So, sorry guys, no Crowley jammies for you. but, not happening. Sorry. But, more on Lucifer. I am utterly thrilled to have Mark Pellegrino back, and I think that he did a great job, once again, because he always does a great job, obviously.
He always does.
He's great in everything, and he always plays, like, the bad guy slash questionable character, because he's awesome. And I love Mark Pellegrino. I was glad to have him back, even though he's up to no good. But first, before we talk about his mess of a plan, let's talk about Rowena and her love.
Thirst?
Yes, thirst is a perfect word to use. Rowena is thirsty for Lucifer. I cannot say I blame her, because he's an attractive man. Let's be real. An attractive one. But to be fair, Rowena never saw him before this moment, so she didn't know what he looked like. So she's just genuinely, like, a groupie of Lucifer and what he's done prior to this moment. Mixed feelings about that. You know, can't say I blame her. But it's questionable, a little bit. But anyway. So Rowena does this little spell because they need the surprise, Book of the Damned, to get down to have this little chat. So I guess, by making that statement, they gave us a little leeway as to why they couldn't have just popped down there to see if Adam's okay. But better late than never. I mean, I'm just saying, there's still opportunity for them to set him free. And see, I'm not even asking you to write Adam back into the show, because I know that's not plausible. But you could at least, like, have a scene where they send him off proper. Instead of
exactly.
Us wondering what happened to Adam this whole time. So maybe we'll get to see that in the second half.
Maybe it'll be a spinoff.
Yes! It should be a spinoff. Oh my God. I like this. I like the way you think. Hopefully we can get that. I know they're still trying to come up with a spinoff too, so we'll see what we can
do. There's your answer to the people. There you go.
There you go. Supernatural writers, whoever's in charge of the CW, I can't keep up. I think it's Mark Pedowitz still. Just saying.
Let's be honest, people would watch it.
I would watch the hell out of that. Are you kidding me? Jake Abel back on my screen? Yes, I would.
I would watch it.
I would definitely watch it. He could team up with other people that we've seen on the show before. I don't care what it is, honestly, I would watch it if he's in it. So there you go. There's your spinoff. But aside from the spinoff, let's get right to what Lucifer did to poor Sam. And I was really emotional watching this scene because Lucifer is a fave, but Sam is a fave too, okay? And when Sam cries, I cry. And it was that, like, one tear got me. And it was just horrifying because he's worked his whole life since this moment when Lucifer possessed him the first time. And he's worked to become better and to remain good. And to just know that Lucifer has crept back into his head just made me really emotional. I don't know how to feel.
I was very unhappy in that moment.
I was extremely depressed for Sam because he can do so much. And here comes Lucifer just ruining all of it.
He really did ruin everything. Like, damn it, Lucifer.
God damn it, Mark Pellegrino. Why? But. Yeah.
Sam just nice. Wanted something to believe in.
But unfortunately, it was Lucifer sending him those messages. And it made me emotional watching that scene because Mark Pellegrino is such a great actor. So I'm like, torn because I love Lucifer. I'm like, oh my God, yes. But then I'm like, no, don't cry, Sam, no. And I'm like throwing things, having a tantrum all at the same time. But only time will tell what we can expect from Sam Lucifer. Duh. Because he's still stuck in the cage at this point as we close the episode.
Yeah.
We don't know what's going to happen. But, alas, we'll have to wait till January. Luckily, that's not too far out. It's only a couple weeks.
But true, it's not that far.
No, not too far. So we're going to shift gears a little bit and talk about Dean and Amara, and I have a lot to say, but at the same time, don't want to say anything because y'all on Facebook and on Tumblr talking about some Dean/Amara, you need to get it
together right now.
I don't want to do this. I don't want to have a conversation about this. Y'all need to stop. They're not soulmates. Stop. Because first of all, she's like, okay, we're bonded because of the Mark of Cain, but I'm like, he didn't even let you out. Like, he didn't even release the darkness. Technically, that was Sam, and Rowena helped. So, y'all can quit your bullshit soulmate theory. I'm done with it, and I'm not having it. Not true.
I really did not want that. I would like to pretend that it didn't happen.
Well, it did, unfortunately. And they kissed, and I wasn't here for it whatsoever. This is God's sister. And I think that they're just trying to... I don't know what they're trying to do, actually. I don't know what Supernatural is trying to do to me with this mess. But I don't like it. And I want it to go away. Like, right now. But to all you shippers, here's what I have to say. He tries to stab her, which I think we can all agree was a bad call, but it shows that he's still not 100% into the bullshit that she is throwing. So we at least have that. Because that was a bad decision. Like, it didn't affect her whatsoever at all.
He's just... Amara is an absolute mess.
She is a mess. And I was, I don't know if it was just me thinking this, but I'm sitting here watching this, and I'm like, okay, like, her makeup's on point and everything, and her hair looks bomb, and that's a nice dress, but I was like, she looks a lot older to me, and not in, like, a bad way, but, like, when they were, like, really up close, I was like, she looks way older than I remembered her being in, like, the first scene that she was in, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's just camera stuff or if it was intentional, but whatever. Not sure how to feel about that. And her titties were about to pop out. So I was like,
they really were, like, y'all.
They were they were teetering on the edge of just busting out. So I don't know how to feel about that either.
It was
either.
Almost an HBO episode.
Oh my god. We were almost at HBO level with Amara's boobs. So that's pretty much what I have to say about that. But so what is Amara even doing at this point? She's just killing people like the whole episode, and she pulls Dean off to this like random ass little meadow thing that she keeps doing, by the way, which is weird to me. Like, can bitch not have a conversation in normal society? Is that the level we're at? But apparently she has to whisk him away to a private meadow every time that they have a talk, which so far has not ended well either time. But she keeps trying to get God's attention, which God is clearly not having that either. He's still absentee, still not showing up, nothing.
He is just, he don't want to deal with it either.
But according to Amara, she says that God was threatened by her and that he was afraid that she would make a more perfect creation, so that's why she was exiled. And stories developed about how big of a threat she was, and she claims that now, if she were to rule and take over, that there would be no rules, no prayer or anything like that, no religion. There would be only bliss, which to me, that just sounds awful. Because, like, in theory, you're like, oh, yeah, that sounds great. But I think we can all agree. We've seen enough movies, enough mythology is out there that we know that's not a good idea. There's got to be structure.
Yeah.
You got to have something. So I don't know how her plan's going to work out. Probably not well. She's natural after all.
At the moment, it's not working out too well, is it?
No, it's not, because the three angels come to, I don't know what their plan was exactly. They just came in there with no plan, and they're like, oh, we're all going to smite you. And she was like, shh, okay, do it. I dare you, pretty much, is what her attitude was.
And they did.
Yeah, and she just killed them all with, like, no effort. So that plan didn't work out either. But she's still claiming that her and Dean are bonded, and I don't like that. I don't like where it's going. I don't like where it could go. I'm not.
Wait, no, that wouldn't be. I don't even know where I was going with that.
You thought you had something?
I thought I did, but then I remembered. Cain killed his wife, didn't he?
No, Abaddon killed Cain's wife. I think.
What if... I don't even know.
No?
He's the mark, and Dean is Cain, quote-unquote Cain, so they're bonded that way.
What do you mean?
See, I was thinking of something else, but then I thought of something else.
So now they, like, converged into, like, this new...
Because didn't she say something that she was the mark?
Yeah, she did say that.
And Dean had the mark.
Right.
So that's how they're bonded. It's because she is the mark.
Okay.
And he's the bearer of the mark. I don't know.
No, I see where you're going, because she did say she is the mark, and if we go back to Cain's story, Cain says that Lucifer gave him the mark, so I think Lucifer's not telling us some shit.
Oh, no, he's
but
definitely
there's
not.
There's a lot more that's going on there that we don't know. There has to be, because if Lucifer gave Cain the mark, and Cain gave the mark to Dean, and now Mara is saying that she is the mark, some shit had to have happened between Lucifer and Mara at some point, which would line up...
Incest.
Ew. Oh my god, stop. No, because Lucifer is God's child, and Amara is God's sister. Ew! So that's like...
And Game of Thrones.
Ew! That's like aunt and nephew... obsessed, which is not, I'm not here for it. I'm done. Goodbye. I'm logging out of the internet. I'm not here for the celestial god incest stuff going on. I'm done. That concludes the podcast. I don't want to think about it. I'm done. I mean, they were both exiled, so I'm just saying, anything gonna happen.
Oh, there you go.
Oh my god, I'm done. Oh god. I don't want to think about this, but now I have to. Oh my god, and incest is a sin, and they both, oh my god, stop. Okay, I'm done. That's it. I'm done. I'm logging out. Wow, okay. So now that we've had these wonderful things to think about, I hope you enjoy the rest of this hiatus thinking about the possible incest of Lucifer and the darkness. Oh my god, I'm done. Goodbye.
That was a mess.
I'm really over this right now. So we leave you on the hiatus to ponder incest, Sam being trapped in the cage, the possibility of a bomb-ass Adam spinoff, which would be cool, and Crowley jammies
and a Santa Lucifer.
And Santa Lucifer. Oh my god, I'm really done. Okay, that's really all there is to say. Once you get to the incest topic, there really is no going back. There's not anything else to say. Oh, God. I'm so sorry that you are forced to think about incest now, because now I'm thinking about it, and I don't want to, but...
I'm sorry.
She's, like, cackling because this is all her fault. I'm so done. I'm really over this. But, yes. So, over the hiatus, we beg you to think about the incest, Crowley Jannies, Adam, and what the fuck is going to go on with Sam in the cage. I don't know. You guys don't know. And if you do know, keep your mouth shut, because I don't want to know until I see it, basically. So, until then, we are going to see you guys, and I'm going to punch Christina in the face for doing this of us. But until next time, I don't know what else to say. Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, happy holiday. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year.
Your thoughts of incest. Go enjoy your holidays. Basically, that's what's going on. But I do hope you guys have a good holiday. We'll see you back here when Supernatural returns. There's not much else to say after the incest. I don't know how to wrap this up now. But if you guys want to hear more of these Supernatural recap shows, God forbid, you should want to hear more of this, you can go to audioboom.com/channel/Variety Radio Online. There's a television tab there where you can hear tons of other recaps for tons of other shows. There's also a movies tab where you can hear movies reviews. There's the website, thevro.com, where you can have everything listed for you. There's blog reviews, interviews, giveaways, all kinds of stuff that you guys can check out. You can also go to Variety Radio Online on Facebook. You can go to @thevro on Twitter. And we are Variety Radio Online on Tumblr, Instagram, and iTunes as well. So thank you all for joining us. I'm sorry you had to put up with these insane ramblings. But we hope you have a good holiday. Anyways, so thank you all for joining us, and we'll see you again next year. Oh my gosh, it really is going to be next year before we see you guys. That's crazy. So, until 2016. Goodbye, guys.
Goodbye.
Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, you want to drive biz? I got this idea. I'm a big fan of the way you cook your burgers, but what about chicken? So why not do a flame-grilled burger chicken?
Burger chicken? How about we call it the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun. Now just two for $7. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $7 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only. Price and participation vary.